This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
In the deep shadows of a South Carolina mystery, the cold earth will once again be disturbed as the body of young Stephen Smith is exhumed. Told you the Murdaugh mysteries weren't ending anytime soon. We're digging bodies up now. The enigma surrounding his untimely death, eerily close to the notorious Murdaugh estate, has drawn whispers and suspicions like moths to a flame. The Smith family, determined to uncover the truth behind the tragic loss of their son, announced on their GoFundMe page that, with funds raised, they will now seek an independent autopsy to finally bring justice to Stephen. It's got to send a shiver down the spines of certain folks. The murky depths of this case stretch all the way back to 2015 when 19-year-old Stephen Smith's lifeless body was found on Sandy Run Road in rural Hampton County. Initially deemed a hit and run, the investigation lay dormant until 2021, when the brutal murders of Maggie and Paul Murdaugh cast a sinister shadow over the region. With the case reopened, questions continue to swirl like an ominous fog. Authorities have yet to declare Smith's death a homicide. We'll talk about that in a moment, why it was not a hit and run. The Smith family, resolute in their belief that Stephen's demise was far from a simple hit and run, have never directly accused the Murdaugh family. However, the tangled web of connections has become harder to ignore. Buster Murdaugh, a surviving son of Alec Murdaugh, once shared high school hallways with Stephen Smith. Alec Murdaugh, now 54, has been sentenced to 2 life terms. For the chilling murders of his wife Maggie and son Paul, with over 85 criminal charges looming over him, the dark underbelly of the Murdaugh family continues to unravel, each strand of deceit stretching further into the abyss. And let's not forget the rumored connections between Stephen Smith and Buster. Allegations, and they are just allegations, of a potential romantic relationship. Stephen, the week before he died, telling friends that he was going away on a trip with a prominent individual in the area, and everyone would be shocked to know who. Unfortunately, that trip never took place because he was murdered. On the GoFundMe page, as the funds poured in like a torrent of hope, Stephen's mother, Sandy, expressed her heartfelt gratitude. The original goal of $15,000 swiftly became a distant memory, with donations reaching over $44,000. Sandy Smith's words echoed the determination of a family unwilling to let Stephen's story be buried beneath the weight of the murky past, saying, "Thank you for not allowing Stephen's story to be swept under the rug." So what were the factors surrounding Stephen Smith's death that conflicted with the hit-and-run theory that officially is sitting there as a cause of death? Well, how about this? Common sense? But common sense is summed up through these 4 points. The lack of damage to Stephen Smith's body consistent with being struck by a vehicle. The injuries sustained were not typical of a hit-and-run accident. In fact, they just weren't injuries from a hit-and-run accident. The absence of debris or vehicle parts at the scene of the incident, which would typically be present in a hit-and-run situation. The location of Stephen's body in the road was inconsistent with being hit by a car. It was found lying parallel to the road rather than perpendicular, as might be expected in a hit-and-run. And Stephen's injury, specifically a severe head wound, suggested that he may have been attacked and killed by other means before being placed on the road. These inconsistencies and the lack of clear evidence for a hit and run led the Smith family and others to question the official explanation of Stephen's death. Authorities that at the time were very much entangled with the Murtaughs. You want things to go away? They can go away for you there. Want to put police lights in the back of your car? Well, Alec will do it, and even if he doesn't have permission to do it. You want to try and get involved with a family who had a son lying in the middle of the road dead? Well, Alec's brother's happy to call and be there to the rescue. No other motive would drive someone there other than goodwill, right? As a result of all these bizarre circumstances, an investigation to this death reopened in 2021, and an independent autopsy very soon will be shedding new light on the truth behind Stephen's tragic and very mysterious passing.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
It's a case that I'm happy is back in the spotlight. We've been trying to put a spotlight on it since the middle of the Alec Murtaugh trial because it just didn't smell right. And this thing deserves a little investigation. And justice needs to come for Stephen. And those involved that think they could get away with anything, well, I think it's time for reality to catch up with that pile of BS. What are your thoughts? You can weigh in, call us toll free, 888-5KILLER, 888-554-5537, 24/7, and weigh in with your thoughts. 888-554-5537 is that phone number. My name's Tony Bruschi. Follow me on Twitter at TonyBPod. Stay with us.